But tomorrow is going to be an incredible sunny day, highs around 80 degrees, no clouds, sun in the sky, a clear night going down to the mid-50s, and that forecast seems to go for a few days. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've got some beautiful, clear, sunny days, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Nice. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be exploring the music and the work of the Canadian musician, painter, poet, singer-songwriter, Joni Mitchell.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen, bearing beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. Beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree while she was somewhere being free. There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try. He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers, through the sharing of the profits, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady in the city and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her, there's the one who sometimes calls, there's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses, they have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. For eternity. And she's so busy being free.
There's a man who sends her medals. He's bleeding from the war. There's a joker and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them. They will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them. And her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree. While she's so busy being free, like a cactus tree.
So beautiful. Joni Mitchell. That song is called Cactus Tree. And that was from Joni's debut album released in 1968 called Songs to a Seagull. And it is her first album, and it's produced by David Crosby. And on the cover of the album is her pen and ink drawing, a colored pen and ink drawing. And it's the beginning of an amazing career. This woman has had a lifetime of creativity. It's interesting, this very first album, she has a little note in the liner notes. This album is dedicated to Mr. Kratzman, who taught me to love words. Well, we'll find out who Mr. Kratzman is. Joni Mitchell was born in Alberta, Canada. Her birthday is November the 7th in 1943. And she suffered polio as a young girl. She succumbed to it, and they actually put her in the hospital. And they told her, you know, you might not walk again. In fact, you might not be able to go home for Christmas. So there's Joni Mitchell. She's just a kid in the hospital, and she starts singing Christmas carols. She's singing Christmas carols for all she's worth, and sure enough, she does come home. And that is how she said that she began singing. That's such a beautiful story. I love that, the way that she responds to her life and the way that she's able to translate the experiences that she has, the things that she feels and thinks. She can put them into words and into music in a manner that is so singular and so unique. I must confess, she is my absolute favorite musician. When I think of all the reasons that I'm glad to be alive, and you know, if you could choose any time in history to be alive, why would you choose right now? Well, the fact that I'm a contemporary of Joni Mitchell's, and the fact that her music has fascinated me throughout my entire life, it's one of the reasons, one of the big reasons that I was drawn to music in the first place myself. So Mr. Kratzman, who is Mr. Kratzman? Well, he was one of her teachers. She's in the seventh grade. So how old are you then? You know, 11, 12. Here's a quote from Joni Mitchell about who Mr. Kratzman is. In grade seven, she had, quote, one radical teacher, a reverer of spirit. He criticized my habit of copying pictures. No one else did. They praised me as a prodigy for my technique. You like to paint? He asked. I nodded. If you can paint with a brush, you can paint with words. He drew out my poetry. He was a great disciplinarian in his own punk style, and we loved him. I wrote an epic poem in his class, and I labored to impress him. I got it back circled in red with cliché, cliché, white as newly fallen snow, cliché. High up on a silver-shadowed hill. Cliché! At the bottom, he said, write about what you know. It's more interesting. So she talks about going out after the rain and gathering tadpoles in an empty mayonnaise jar. And he suggests to her that she put her experience into writing. So it's an amazing thing how those kinds of influences can affect the choices that a person makes in their life. And what an incredible influence you can have on someone as a child, the way you can influence them and steer them. And so she was headed towards art and music. When she's 14 years old in 1957, she buys herself a ukulele. Okay, ukulele was way more popular in the 40s and 50s than the guitar. The guitar was considered kind of hillbilly and kind of low class. This was before rock and roll. You know what I mean? She's out in rural Canada. So she's got a ukulele and she starts singing folk songs, Kingston Trio. By the time she's 20 years old, she tells her mother that she's leaving home and she's going to be a folk singer. And so she leaves her home in Western Canada for the first time. And she heads east to Ontario. And she takes the train and she writes her first song on that train ride called Day After Day. And the story unfolds from there. You know, it's going to be a journey today. If you listen to Joni Mitchell in the 60s, you think of her as a folk singer. And the very first album, that song we just heard, The Cactus Tree, you know, there she is by herself, an acoustic guitar, maybe a simple harmony back up. That's how her career began. She moves to the United States in 1965, and like everyone else, she ends up in Greenwich Village. She's her own manager. She's booking gigs up and down the East Coast, playing solo singer-songwriter gigs. And as fate would have it, she's playing a gig in Coconut Grove down in Florida, and David Crosby walks into the room, and he recognizes her. He knows what he's seeing. And, you know, wow, I'm sure there's a lot of ways that Joni's career could have started, but that was such a turning point. She travels with him back to Los Angeles. He introduces her to the community there of musicians, and he helps her secure a recording contract for that very first album. David Crosby produces it, and he also has a major influence on the way she plays the guitar. Now, even though that's her first album, she's so advanced and accomplished as a musician, as a guitarist, as a poet. So she is very popular when she begins recording. She records an album a year. In 1969, she releases Clouds with another self-portrait, a hand-drawn self-portrait on the cover. 1970 is Ladies of the Canyon. 1971, Blue. 1972, For the Roses. And probably her most commercially successful album is in 1974, Court and Spark. And during all that time, she's slowly progressing musically from a solo folk singer to more of a pop, to more of a pop sound. She's adding instrumentation. Her songs are getting more complex. And she's also a very unique pianist. So I thought we'd hear, you know, it's nice to hear her early, simpler stuff. We heard her guitar playing. Now we're going to hear a song from the For the Roses, 1972. The song is called Banquet, and it features her piano style. It's more of a simpler style than her guitar style, but it's so unique and recognizable. And also, you know, so many people call her a confessional singer-songwriter, and it's true. She writes about romance. She writes about love, but she also writes about what she sees in the world around her, politically and social commentary. From the very beginning, she weaves these themes into her songs. The song we're about to hear is called Banquet, and it talks about hunger, and it talks about greed. Joni Mitchell, For the Roses, the song's called Banquet.
Hungry little ones, tuck your napkins in and take your share. condemn and they squawk at me down where the water skiers glad. Some turn to Jesus and some turn to heroin, some turn to rambling round looking for a clean sky and a drinking stream. Some watch the paint peel off, some watch their kids grow up, some watch their stocks and bonds waiting for that big deal, American dream. I took my dream down by the sea, Yankee yachts and lobster pots and sunshine and logs and sails and shell oil peels, dogs and tugs and summertime. Back in the banquet line, angry young people crying. Who let the greedy in? Who let the needy out? Who made the salty soup? Tell them we're very hungry now for a sweeter fare. In the cookie I read, some get the gravy, some get the gristle, some get the marrow bone, and some get nothing, though there's plenty to spare.
Joni Mitchell, For the Roses. Yes, she was, like I said, very mainstream successful. Everyone knew who Joni Mitchell was. But during the 70s, her music starts to go in unexpected ways. She starts to experiment with a jazz type of formats, non-Western beats. She starts to explore world music and mixing it in with R&B, a little bit of classical. It's hard to define. It's hard to put into words the uniqueness of the type of songs that Joni Mitchell starts to write. Definitely jazz inflected, and this confused a lot of her fans. Her sales kind of started to drop off during this period, but it didn't seem to deter her from pursuing some of these musical influences. Especially the work that she did with an incredible jazz bass guitarist, Jaco Pastorius, one of my favorite musicians. You probably recognize his name from Weather Report. He played what you call a fretless bass, so that he could bend and stretch the notes, very jazzy. And she collaborated with him. There is an album that she releases after Court and Spark in 1975 called The Hissing of Summer Lawns. And that really starts the jazz inflection. 1976, Hejira. 1977, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. And then in 1979, a collaboration with the great jazz master Charles Mingus. During that time, she's recording with Don Elias, the saxophonist Wayne Shorter. It's a whole new direction for her musically. So I thought it would be really wonderful to hear two recordings from that jazz time frame. We're talking all during the 70s. There's two tracks featuring her collaboration with Jaco Pastorius on bass. First, we'll hear a song called Black Crow from the Hejira album. Then we'll be hearing the title track to Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. Joni Mitchell, Black Crow.
There's a crow flying, talking ragged tree to tree. upon something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took the ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long, how am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like a black crow. My whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shining thing, just like that black crow. Bathroom light. I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. I saw a black crow flying in the blue sky.
Reckless daughter, I came out 2 days on your tail. Those two bald-headed days in November before the first snowflake sailed. Out on the vast and subtle plains of mystery, split-tongued spirit talks over as an echo chief, striking up an old jukebox. And he says, snakes along the railroad tracks, he says, eagles and jet trails, pieces, coils around feathers and talons on scales. Gravel under the belly plates, he says, wind in the wings, he says, big bird dragging its tail in the dust, snake kite flying on a string.
and prayer each given some wisdom and a lot of jive. Last night the ghost of my old ideals re-ran on Channel 5. And it howled so spooky for its eagle soul, I nearly broke down and cried. But the split-tongued spirit laughed at me, he says, "Your serpent cannot be denied." Our serpents love the whiskey bars, they love the romance of the crime. But didn't I see a neon sign fester on your hotel blind? And a country road come off the wall, he swooped down on the crowd at the bar. Put me at the top of your danger list just for being so much like you are. You're a coward against the altitude. You're a coward against the flesh. Coward caught between yes and no. Reckless this time on the line for yes, yes, yes. Reckless brazen in the play of your changing traffic lights. Coward slinking down the hall to another restless night. As we center behind the eight ball, as we rock between the sheets, as we siphon the colored language off the farms on the streets. Here in good old God Save America, the home of the brave and the free, we are all hopelessly oppressed cowards. Some duality of restless multiplicity. Restless for streets and honky-tonks. Restless for home and routine. Restless for country, safety and earth. Restless for the likes of reckless me. Restless sweeps like fire and rain over virgin wilderness. Prowls like hookers and thieves to bow flock tenements. Behind my bow flock door, the eagle and the serpent are at war in me. The serpent fighting for blind desire, the eagle for clarity. What strange prizes these battles bring, these hectic joys, these weary blues. Tucked up and spreading when I think I win, down and shaken when I think I lose. Up here in this eagle, there are boxcars down there on your snake. And we are twins of spirit, no matter which route home we take or what we forsake. We're gonna come up to the eyes of clarity, and we'll go down to the beads of guile. There is danger and education in living out such a reckless lifestyle. I touched you on the central plains. It was plain to train my twin. It was just plain shadow to train shadow, but to me it was skin to skin. The spirit talks in spectrums. He talks Mother Earth to Father Sky. Self-indulgence to self-denial. Man to woman, skill to feathers you and I. Eagles in the sky, you and I. Snakes in the grass, you and I. Crawling by you and I. You and I, you and I, you and I.
Mitchell, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter from 1977, and before that, Black Crow from the Hejira album, both tracks featuring the virtuoso fretless bass player Jaco Pastorius. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program features the music of Joni Mitchell. So, you know, Joni Mitchell, it was hard for people to understand where she was going in the 70s when that was released. And in retrospective, it's finally been acknowledged and is pretty much understood what a deep body of work she has created in her lifetime, an amazing opus of work. She's received 8 Grammy Awards. If that means anything, having the musical community recognize her for her abilities. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997, but she didn't attend the ceremony. And I think that's kind of indicative of her general attitude, the aggressive relations between her and various record labels. She always felt constrained, confined by their attempts to market her and to define what she was as an artist. She always stayed true to her own vision and to her own voice. She received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002. And here's the citation from this Lifetime Achievement Award. Joni Mitchell, quote, "One of the most important female recording artists of the rock era, a powerful influence on all artists who embrace diversity, imagination, and integrity." Well, a lot of people have been influenced by Joni, and there's really some wonderful recordings, but I wanted to kind of follow up with that jazz thread, and there's an amazing recording by Prince. There was an album released in 2007, a tribute to Joni Mitchell. It's a compilation. Every track is recorded by a different artist, and I wanted to share this Prince recording with you. Joni Mitchell's song, The Case of You, from her Blue album. When Joni originally recorded this song, she plays dulcimer on it. So it's really fascinating to hear Prince's interpretation of Joni Mitchell. This is A Case of You. Yeah. Prince does Joni Mitchell's song, A Case of You. Yes, there is an amazing recording released by Herbie Hancock. Now, you probably know Herbie Hancock. He's an amazing jazz pianist. Well, he's been a friend of Joni Mitchell's for many years, and he recorded an album in 2007 entitled River, the Joni Letters. And every song on this album was originally written, sung, and performed by Joni Mitchell on one of her own studio recordings. And it was a big surprise in 2008 when Herbie Hancock's Joni album won the Album of the Year. Nobody saw that coming. It was such a surprise. That same year in 2008, there was some competition from a few other much younger and contemporary artists. Kanye West, the Foo Fighters had an album up for a Grammy that year. Amy Winehouse was still alive. Vince Gill, the country singer. And yet it was Herbie Hancock's Joni album that won the Album of the Year. And it was only the second time since the Grammy Awards have started that a jazz album wins the Album of the Year. The very first time was back in 1965. And a track from that album, Both Sides Now, was nominated for the Best Jazz Instrumental. So Herbie Hancock, the album includes us, Wayne Shorter, Wayne Shorter on soprano and tenor saxophone, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums. He'd worked with Joni Mitchell on previous recordings, David Holland on bass, and Lionel Luke on guitar. This is a beautiful recording. We're going to hear a few tracks from this album. A lot of the tracks on this Herbie Hancock album are instrumental, but a couple of them feature incredible performances. We're about to hear The Jungle Line with Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen. He and Joni were also lifelong friends. There's a recording of Edith and the Kingpin featuring Tina Turner. Both of those songs were originally recorded by Joni on her 1975 album, The Hissing of Summer Lawns. So let's listen. This is Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, The Jungle Line featuring Leonard Cohen.
Rousseau walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes, the mathematic circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eye and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above the five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle land. Screaming in a ritual of sound and time, floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats. Charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet. It slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
the past over girls are conferring. The man with a diamond ring is purring. All claws for now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her, his crimes and his glories to her. In challenge they look on. Women he has taken grow old too soon. He tilts their tired faces gently to the spoon.
Featuring Tina Turner. We're going to hear one more track from this Herbie Hancock release. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. The next track we're going to hear features Joni Mitchell singing with Herbie Hancock. The song is called Tea Leaf Prophecy, Lay Down Your Arms. And this is from Herbie Hancock's 2007 release on Verve, River, the Joni Letters. Here we go. Tea Leaf Prophecy.
Bodied have shipped away. Furl McKee gets her tea leaves red. You'll be married in a month, they say. These leaves are crazy. Just look at this town, there's no men left. Just frail old boys and babies talking to teacher in the treble clef. Garden in the spring. She does the winter shoveling. Tokyo Rose is talking on the radio. She says, I'm leaving here. But she don't go. Out of the blue, just passing through, a young flight sergeant on 2 weeks leave says, Merle McKee, no one else will do. And he seals the tea leaf prophecy. Oh, those nights were strong and solemn. Private passions and secret stories. Nothing about him ticked around. And he looked so cute in his uniform. She plants her garden in the spring. He does the winter shoveling. Summer's just a sneeze in a long, long, bad winter cold. Soon she says, I'm leaving here, but she don't go. Matter. The wash needs ironing. and the fire needs stoking. She plants her garden in the spring. He does the winter shoveling. Now there's three of them laughing round the radio. She says I'm leaving here, but she don't go. She plants her garden in the spring. They do the winter shoveling. They sit up late and watch the Johnny Carson show. She says I'm leaving here, but she don't know. She don't know.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, the songs, the music of Joni Mitchell. I hope you enjoyed this program, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 67 degrees, and this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yeah, you can visit us online. You can listen to us 24/7. We stream on our website, wjffradio.org. And you can also get a really cool iPhone app. If you visit our website, you can download an app, and then you can take us with you wherever you go. All right. We've got a good forecast for tonight. It's a few clouds, a chance of sprinkles this evening with lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow is going to be a mostly sunny day, highs around 80. Tomorrow night will be clear, going down to the mid 50s. And this beautiful weather is with us for a few days, lasting through Monday, Tuesday.